Good evening, everyone. Today is the 27th of August, 2021. And when I was coming up, there was a rock group called Pink Floyd. And he did a song called Comfortably Numb. And that's basically what has happened to America. That song has come into fruition, Comfortably Numb. People are walking around like zombies with masks on. And they actually think a mask is going to protect them. And they're not seeking God for protection. They're going to so-called scientists who lie and prefabricate things, change things. There's no credibility with so-called science. I do not trust the medical profession. I do not trust doctors. I don't trust scientists. I don't trust educators. I don't trust theologians. And you'll probably say, well, you're a pretty untrusting person. Well, I trust the Bible. I trust Jesus Christ, who said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. I trust the Apostle Paul when he said there's only one mediator between God and man, and that is the man Christ Jesus. I trust the Apostle John on the Isle of Patmos when he said that there was going to be a mark that was going to be placed on people in their hand or in their forehead, and they would not be able to buy or sell save they had the mark. I trust the Apostle Peter when he said, God is not willing that any should perish to usward, that all should come to repentance, usward being God's elect. I trust Christ when he said, all that the Father hath given me will come to me, and all that come to me I will in no wise cast out. I trust the psalmist David when he said, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. I trust Moses when he wrote, you know, Moses wrote the Pentateuch. Remember that. First five books are the Pentateuch: Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy. And so I trust the book of Moses, Genesis 1:1, when it says, in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And God said, let us. Well, no, I don't trust the system. I don't trust the medical mafia. I don't trust the so-called scientists. I don't trust those who have bought into the lie of heliocentrism. I don't trust NASA. I don't trust Biden, I don't trust Trump, I don't trust Kamala Harris, I don't trust Pence, I don't trust any of them. They got to their position by lying and cheating and corruption, folks. Jesus was not a cheater. Jesus was a truth teller. And the scripture says, let God be true and every man a liar. I heard a shrink the other day on the radio make the statement, everybody lies at least once a day. Well, there's probably a lot of truth in that, probably a lot more than once a day. But I'm glad to know that Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. Pilate said, "What is truth?" And truth was standing right in front of him, in the person of Jesus Christ. So, yes, that song "Comfortably Numb" by Pink Floyd has come into fruition for the whole world, really. The whole world has become comfortably numb. Wearing their masks, practicing their social distancing, getting the jab, going back and like an honorable little sheeple people, getting their booster shots. And any time they get texted on their phone by the government, they get into their little car and run to their little doctor and get jabbed again. Gradually, they will get them snuffed out, get them killed. Well, you say, "Well, you're pretty negative, Larry." No, I'm a realist. I'm looking up, for my redemption is drawing near. You know? If Biden can't even protect Americans in Afghanistan, do you think he can protect us at home? What a joke. If Trump can't honor his word and get him out in May, why would we put him back in there again to keep bragging about the fact he's taking the vaccine and to take the vaccine? I don't trust him, I'm telling you. I will not vote for either one of them. My vote is for Jesus Christ, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. I'm not a citizen of the United States. I'm a citizen of heaven. I'm a citizen of the New Jerusalem coming down out of God, out of heaven. That's the theme. So whatever you're facing, just remember this. God is in control. And we can rest in that. We can be absolutely certain that God is in control. It was not my choice that Christ should die for such a wretched, worthless worm as I. It was not my choice that his Father would choose me to be predestinated into adoption for eternity. It was not my choice that Christ would show me love and leave the ivory palaces from his kingdom from above. Not my choice nor my will, but Christ that showed mercy, and he did fulfill all that his Father required. Christ says, "Peace be still." So the next time you hear someone promoting the doctrine of free will, just smile and say, "It was not my choice, but God chose me before I was born from eternity to fulfill his perfect will." May the good Lord be with you tonight is my prayer. God bless you.